A voice cries out, "In the desert, prepare the way of the Lord." This line from the first reading on the second Sunday of Advent invites us to go into the desert to prepare a way for God's coming. Now, most of us don't have the luxury of going to an actual desert, but we can create a desert space in our hearts and in our lives. In that desert space, apart from the noise and busyness of the world around us, we can enter into silence. That silence will enable us to go to the deepest part of our being and encounter God. If we truly surrender to the silence, God's presence will fill us, bringing comfort, healing, and truth. We will emerge from our desert place more aware of God's kingdom in our world and what we can do to make the kingdom come every day. In other words, God comes to us, transforms us, and uses us as channels of that transforming love. In the second reading, Peter exhorts us to conduct ourselves in holiness and devotion. Holiness is not becoming a perfect person without faults or frailties. Holiness is the struggle to conform our lives to the gospel, to live in the world according to gospel values. This is not always easy, and God knows that. But God requires us to be faithful to the effort, even though at times we may fail. Then, like John the Baptist in our gospel reading, we will cry out to our world, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." Hopefully, not only will our lives be a gift for Jesus on Christmas Day, but so will the lives of those we have touched by our gospel living.